politics. Democratic presidential hopefuls enter the final weekend of campaigning in Iowa. The candidates are chasing from home to coffeehouse to rally and try to get voters to turn out for Monday's caucuses. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us regularly on Fridays, usually to preview the agenda-setting Sunday political talk shows in Washington. But Juan is in Iowa today for the biggest political show in the country from member station WOI in Des Moines. Juan, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Alex. It's cold. It's Iowa in January.
And there's a new poll, a new political poll from Reuters, MSNBC, Zogby, indicating some surprising movement out there. John Kerry is taking the lead, followed by Richard Gephardt and Howard Dean, and John Edwards is gaining. So it's looking like a race.
Oh, it's definitely a race. And what we've seen in the last last few weeks is clearly the erosion of support for Howard Dean. But it's less that, I must say, than the fact that Kerry and Edwards are persuading undecided voters to come over to their side of the aisle. Remember, most people in Iowa don't participate in the caucus. I think it's about 10%. The advantage that Dean has had is that he's brought in lots of young people, generated lots of excitement off the internet, has some labor support. Gephardt also has major labor support. So they've been the leaders for most of the time here. But in the last few days, things have really picked up for Edwards and for Kerry.
Let me ask you about Senator Kerry and what you think has happened with him, because a lot of people in the media, and I must say our Slate colleague Mickey Kouse has really been leading this parade. Kerry is a stiff, he's not appealing to anyone, and nothing is going on with him. Well, something apparently is.
Part of it is that he still has organization, he has money, and you know what, he's got an interesting ad on the TV stations showing him back in uniform, in his Vietnam uniform, holding a gun, looking very macho, but saying he'll fight for you, he'll stand up for you, which picks up on one of Howard Dean's themes. Here's someone who's going to fight for what you believe in, willing to take on George W. Bush and the Republicans in November.
About Governor Dean, is the press going to be saying he's peaked too early?
Well, you know what? I don't think he's peaked too early. I think it's that a lot of people now, the intensity has shifted to others, and they're looking at other people, and the repeated criticism has always been aimed at Howard Dean. In all the debates, he was the one who was getting hammered. All of that, despite the endorsements from Tom Harkin, from Al Gore, I think have really taken a toll and sort of flattened out the growth in Governor Dean's support. Much like Gephardt is flat at the moment, the ones that are picking up from the undecided voters, and that's Kerry and that's Senator Edwards.
From what I read, Iowa is perhaps most important to Congressman Gephardt. He's from neighboring Missouri. So how are things looking for him?
Well, as I say, Alex, he's flat at the moment, but he's got tremendous labor support, and it's mostly the manufacturing unions that have had a really hard time over the course of the last few years. Job loss here has been major for people in the steelworkers unions and the like. So what you have is a real effort on the part of those people to come together and say, hey, Mr. Gephardt has been voting against trade deals in Washington for us consistently. Historically, he's been with us. That's his be-all and end-all. He's got to rely on them to deliver for him. And if they don't deliver, he's gone. If he doesn't finish at the top, there's no chance that he's going to get the necessary funds to go on. And he doesn't show up anywhere in the polls in the next stop, which is New Hampshire.
The other candidate you've mentioned who's doing well, I should follow up on this, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina.
He is the option candidate, I think, the alternative universe in terms of all the infighting we've been describing, Alex, because he runs ads that basically show him as a nice guy, someone who's compassionate, caring, someone who, as he reminds voters at every stop, is, you know, a lawyer who's been fighting for the little guy all along. And so he comes across as to people here, I think, as Iowa nice and not engaged in a lot of the arguments over trade or the war in Iraq, instead saying to people, I am someone who is willing to stand with you, and I hope you consider me for your vote.
And there still are two other candidates there, Dennis Kucinich, Al Sharpton.
Kucinich is doing surprisingly well. I must tell you, I was out in Lenox, Iowa, which is a small rural farm community, and ran into a man who tells me, you know, Kucinich stands up for what he believes in. Al Sharpton's been around, but I don't see much support for him. His hope is once he gets into the southern states. He did well, actually, in the District of Columbia. But it's Kucinich, I think, who will be the one picking up at the tail end. And as they get into these caucuses, you know, there can be some horse trading going on, Alex. And I think that you'll see Dean and Gephardt supporters appealing to the Kucinich people. Hey, come on over to our side because your guy just is not going to be able to make it.
whoever comes out of Iowa doing well. They're going into New Hampshire next. They're going to find two other candidates there waiting for them, retired General Wesley Clark, Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut.
Both of those guys decided they were not going to spend their time and their money in Iowa. Clark started late, had limited resources, but of late he has gone roaring guns in terms of fundraising and in terms of the polls. So if you were to say who is the main challenger to whoever comes out on top in Iowa, it may be Wesley Clark. Joe Lieberman also decided, you know what, I'm not going to compete out in Iowa. He was going to wait for New Hampshire. It's closer to Connecticut, his home state. He thought his issues would play better there. But so far, he has not shown up well in the polls. He's sort of a middling voice on the war, on a lot of social issues. He's hoping that people view him as someone who's reasonable. But so far, it doesn't look like his campaign has caught on.
NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, will follow your reports on Iowa next week on Morning Edition and talk to you again here on Friday. Thanks, Juan.
It's always a pleasure, Alex.